You're listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. It is Thursday morning, September 22nd. Thursday morning means we get to check in with our friends at LSS Living, Lutheran Senior Services. Good morning, Jane.
Good morning, Andy. How are you today?
I'm very well. And how are you this morning?
Well, I'm excellent. I am phoning you on a cell phone this morning instead of my home phone. So I certainly hope that that the reception is really good. But I am doing very well. And I have just come back, as a matter of fact, from a morning walk. And so that's inspiring me to talk about our topic today of exercise.
Isn't it so nice to get in a walk or exercise first thing, you know, early in the morning before you get to much else? I don't know. It seems to get, I do that before I come in and it gets me nice and awake mm-hmm. so that I'm hopefully alert. Sometimes
well,
I'm not.
But the funniest thing for me in the early morning walks, especially the walks I take in Minnesota, where I don't know exactly why, but they're damper. The air is damp. And so, Andy, there's a difference between you and me when we come back from our morning walk. Mine would be frizzy hair. Yours, not so much. And for all the listeners, that would be because Andy wears his as like one of those very fashionable, trendy, buzz cut kind of do's, and mine is not. So that is the difference between you and me. But yes, it is exhilarating. And you know, the reason I wanted to chat about it today is because that is really something all seniors should really be giving some thought to. And I really want to urge anyone listening, whether you are an older adult, whether you are a younger adult, whether you are a youngster, it is never too late to start. And so I really wanted to focus today, particularly because our senior living communities at Lutheran Senior Services, and I'm just going to review them real quickly. Let's see if I don't forget any. Laclede Groves in Webster Groves, Merrimack Bluffs in Baldwin, Breeze Park in St. Charles, Jefferson City, almost called it Jefferson Bluffs, Heisinger and St. Joseph Bluffs in Jefferson City, Lenore Woods in Columbia. Then on the Illinois side, we have, those are all in Missouri. Then in Meridian Village in Glen Carbon, Illinois, and Concordia Village in Springfield, Illinois, and Lutheran Hillside Village in Peoria, Illinois. All of those senior living communities have independent living through the care center, independent living, assisted living, memory care, short stay rehab, and then long-term care. Well, part of the independent living portion of each of our senior living communities has something called Senior Fit. That may even be in the assisted living. I'm not exactly sure, but I know for sure that they use a program called Senior Fit in the independent living. And in that, you've got somebody who's specialized in exercise for seniors. You set your goals, you take a look at where you're at, and then there's equipment and there's exercise classes. Some of our places, actually the majority of them, do have pools. And if they don't already have a pool, they're probably looking toward building something, a wellness center that might have a pool. So you've got your swimming, you've got your exercise, you've got those that have pools, they have their volleyball tournaments that they've got, their water volleyball, and they're fierce competitors. But even if you're not into that sort of a team sport, you know, even the individual walking like you and I were talking about, or working out on the exercise bike, or working with some weights, because what we know for strength training is that the older we get, the more muscle we lose. And of course, somebody may think, well, you know, I don't want to be a bulked up, trainer or a bulked up person. And that's not it at all. We're simply talking about keeping your arms and your legs, your trunk strong, because the stronger you stay, the more you are able to navigate your environment, steps, your balance, you're walking, all of that. So exercise is the key. So all of our places do have, as I mentioned, the Senior Fit, and they have the Senior Fit specialist to work with each of our residents. So if you're in the listening audience and you're thinking about, well, I don't live at LSS, well, I think that's very true. That doesn't mean you can't also get started. And here are some tips I picked up from senior.com that if you're just getting started when you are an older adult, you're just getting started with exercise, here are some tips for the listeners. First of all, get your medical clearance. Do visit your doctor and talk about the type of exercise that you are wanting to start. And talk with your doctor about the level of exercise you've been used to. If, for example, you've not been someone who's done regular exercise, your doctor may be able to advise you as to what to avoid and will probably urge you to try something you haven't tried before. When you do start slowly and build up. So, for example, let's say that you had 10 minutes. If you hadn't been going for a walk, you start with a 10-minute walk or 10 minutes on the treadmill, and then you gradually work up. And, of course, the ideal would be that you would be doing 30 to 45 minutes of a walk. I know many of our residents at our senior living communities, for example, somebody I ran into not long ago at Lickley Grove, walks like an hour a day, 3 miles, and it's in the neighborhood and it's fresh air. You can do it. And so you do want to be sure also that you gradually increase your time and your comfort range. This website mentioned something that I thought was very important for all of us, no matter our age. When we exercise, your comfort range will differ. So one day you might just go full bore into 45-minute walk. And then maybe the next day you're really feeling that when you're 20 minutes in, that knee is starting to hurt or something isn't quite as comfortable. Listen to your body. It will vary. And don't be too hard on yourself if you don't do the same one day that you did the day before. Be sure to warm up and cool down. That's a very, very important thing. Go slow at first. Do some warm-ups. Do the same when you stop. Then here's one that talked about stopping if you feel pain. You do want to push yourself. That's an important aspect of exercise. But you should work at a comfortable, challenging level, not at a painful level. So if you can carry on a normal conversation, that's great. Like if you're on the treadmill or you're walking. If you're huffing and puffing and you're carrying and you can't carry on a conversation, perhaps that's too much. You don't want to overstrain your muscles, and you want to use slow, controlled movements. And after exercise, if your fatigue, this website said, if your fatigue or discomfort should last longer than 2 hours, you need to cut back on the next session. Remember to drink plenty of water before, during, and after. Remember to breathe, which is something I have a challenge with when I'm working with the weights. Sometimes I'll find myself holding my breath, and that is not good. So don't hold your breath, especially during your strength training. Exhale on the movement and inhale to relax. Add some weight if you're working for strength. So you do want to lift those weights. If you've never done it before, start with the lesser weights, the 1 pound, the 3 pound, the 5 pound. But do add weight. After you'll be able to do like 10 or 12 repetitions without straining, don't be afraid to add the weight. Now, don't jump up from 1 pound to 10 pounds. Do it gradually or use your stretchy bands. Wear your appropriate clothing. You want it to be comfortable. You want it to be a comfortable fabric that lets the heat escape, loose enough that it lets you move, and be sure that you wear the good-fitting shoes. If you're outside, sunglasses, sunscreen, and then most of all, listen to what your body is saying. Don't exercise if you're injured or sick or you're running a fever. But then once you've let it go for a while because you were injured or sick, do not forget to start up again. And, of course, if anything like chest pain or excessive shortness of breath or a persistent sharp pain should happen, be sure to consult your doctor. So those are the ideas for exercise, and senior fit is an important part of all of our senior living communities. And also, Andy, in the affordable housing sites, I know that there are the classes we've talked about before, mm-hmm. too. There are exercise classes. They have some volunteers come in through the OASIS program and teach some exercise classes. I think, you know, and my goodness, there's just, you and I just talked about it. There really is no substitute if you are able for lacing those shoes and getting out into the fresh air, especially now in the autumn when the air is going to start getting crisp and cool.
It is. Exercise is so important and valuable, and it's nice, like you said, at this time of year when the weather actually is favorable for getting out and enjoying being outside. My son and I went for a hike last night just because the weather was so nice. And
that is one of the differences from moving from St. Louis back home to Minnesota, is we do have much cooler mornings, much cooler summers. Well, not so much this summer. We had some St. Louis days, but in the evenings. And, of course, you know, we're already starting to tip into fall. And so I love this time of year, and I love being outside in it. But just as a closing thought, Andy, I thought a devotional thought I would close with was something we should exercise daily, and that is our prayer. And so I know that a favorite hymn of many older adults is "What a Friend We Have in Jesus." We all go back to our childhood when we hear those words. So I'd like to just share that as closing, not singing, but reading them. What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to him in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful who will all our sorrows share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Are we weak and heavy laden, cumbered with a load of care? Precious Savior, still our refuge. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Do thy friends despise, forsake thee? Take it to the Lord in prayer. In his arms he'll take and shield thee. Thou wilt find a solace there. Can't you just hear that melody in your head?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It goes a lot faster when you read it, though. I was reading it and trying to do the melody in my mind, and I'm like, no, wait a minute, that's a pretty slow one. But those words are powerful words. And sometimes when you say them, they have a different meaning than when you sing them. But all the same, take it to the Lord in prayer.
And that's what we certainly do here. As we have God's word, that encourages us to go to him in prayer. He's promised to hear us.
Absolutely. And that's one of the things I love about KFUO, is that you are always pointing people to Jesus. So as we take it to the Lord in prayer, he is our intercessor. If we do not know the words, the Holy Spirit speaks on our behalf, but Jesus takes our prayers to the Father as well. What a friend we have in Jesus.
Amen. Thanks, Jane. Have a wonderful week.
Thanks. Talk to you next week.